You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
It's John Gibbons and Fouad Hassan. Just doing a short intro before you are going to hear the post-match audio show after Man United 0, Liverpool 5. That is still a lovely sentence to say, Fouad.
It's amazing, isn't it? I think I might listen back to the show myself because just thinking back to the moment, what a time it was. Like what time we had in that ground for the whole second half. And, you know, I just remember doing the show. It didn't feel real, did it? It felt completely surreal trying to talk about it.
Yeah.
And watch, you know, Liverpool in front of you just sort of dominating and the whole away end just having the time of their lives.
It's a funny sort of little block between the October and November international breaks because, you know, it finishes on a bit of a downer. We lose this really long unbeaten record that we had. So obviously it's West Ham. And then before that, there was Brighton, which was a frustrating one. But it's nice to remember that actually there was some brilliant performances and great wins in that little run as well. You know, beating Atletico home and away during that period. But Obviously the icing on the cake being this 5-0 at United. And I did the show called The Image, which is a video subscriber show where I sat with Ian Salmon on this occasion and went through sort of pictures and cool images to tell the story of the last few games and the United ones. I was just beaming, you know, watching Mo Salah's big grin. I think that was the fifth was my favourite because it was in front of us.
Yeah.
And, you know, as when he wheels away and his arms are stretched, like, you know, and he's like, yeah, I'm boss me, aren't I? What he does. And yeah, just that celebration. And you're like, oh my, I cannot believe it's five.
You can't, can you? When he celebrates like that, you feel like he's looking at you directly, don't you? When you're in the away end. I remember the same at Southampton a few years ago when he scored. Yeah. It felt like he was giving it to me. He was looking directly straight at me. It was just one of those games, you know, that we talk about seasons being, you know, obviously the end and winning trophies is a big thing. But the moments that you get are what you really take from it, isn't it? You know, I'll always think back to that Southampton game as well. We don't win the league, but I have that moment still. And it's the same with this season so far. Look, we might have had a couple of disappointing results, but that moment is one that, you know, when you finish watching football, when you're on your retirement bed or whatever it is, you will recall that game and you will recall that moment and the feeling of being in the ground for that. And we were just so lucky to be there.
Bus back was lively.
Oh, yes, it was, wasn't it?
Pokes was lively.
Pokes was lively. It was a good 8 hours of lively, I think, that followed.
Yeah, lots of, very few lulls, I would say, you know, in the period sort of after that, really, until the next morning where the office was one big lull. But a fantastic day. Listen, hope you enjoy this. This is the kind of thing we're doing on the Anfield Rap Street after every game. We've got not just post-match audio, but post-match video content. It's not always after 5-0 wins, unfortunately. But it is normally after a win because this Liverpool team are absolutely mustard. So enjoy this, enjoy the atmosphere, and if you've already heard it, I'm sure you'll enjoy listening to it again.
Liverpool, na-na-na, Liverpool, Liverpool, na-na-na,
this is the start of the post-match show. This is what it sounds like. Going into stoppage time, being 5-0 up at Old Trafford. I never thought to say those words. But this is what it sounds like, being 5-0 up. Going into stoppage time at Old Trafford.
The Reds have got no more able whistle in the league. The Reds have got no more able whistle in the league. The Reds have got no more able whistle in the league. The Reds have got no more able whistle in the league.
Dan Austin, what have we seen? What have we witnessed today?
Man United are in the box right now. I mean, they might actually score, and I don't give a shit, even though it's stoppage time at Old Trafford, and he's fucked it. It's honestly the best day of my life. This is the best day of my entire life. And I'm sure for loads of you listening to this as well. Because they've turned up and made them look like a gang of knobheads. This doesn't happen with two elite footy teams. Like, these aren't very good. and the managers are knobheads and all that, but they're still quite good. They've still got one of the best players ever played up front for them, and Liverpool have turned up and taken the absolute fucking piss out of them. It's so funny. I hope that whatever you've done for the game today, whether you're in it with us or not, I hope that you've laughed your fucking head off, because you'll never live anything like this again. This is the best Liverpool team that anyone in 125 years has ever seen, and it's honestly one of the best football teams to have ever walked the planet. This doesn't happen. 5-0 are your biggest rivals, and he's blown. He's fucking blown early. He's blown early. Because they need to go home to him because they're tired and they want to go to bed. It's unbelievable. Liverpool are absolutely incredible. It's the best Liverpool team ever, but honest to God, this is in at least the top five best football teams of all time. And they've made a fucking show of some of the people that we hate the most today, and hardly any of them are left. They've walked out ashamed of themselves on 45, on 65, on 75, whenever, and we're all in here laughing our fucking heads off at them. It's honestly, it's an unbelievable experience to live through. Whatever you do for this right now, treasure it, because honestly, it won't always be like this. Richard Hillman, John. Oh, he's at the wheel. At the wheel. Oh, he's at the wheel.
Can I enjoy the atmosphere for now? I agree with that. I've just had a shout behind me. Karate Magnificent. He was unreal. I'm just going to let you enjoy the atmosphere. Chamberlain's first over. They're all coming over. Heroes, welcome. John Henderson, the captain, by Toby, he's brilliant today. It's just over. Will you end it there? I don't think you will.
Yes! Yes!
Yes! You probably did it!
Unbelievable!
1,000 people!
Honestly, the days and the nights that human beings given us. Honestly, he's changed all our lives, hasn't he? The things that you and me have lived through together, John, never mind everyone else. He's given us so much. I love him to bits.
Liverpool, take the long walk. To the dressing room, but listen, they all love it. They all came over, they all enjoyed it. We didn't think Jürgen was going to do the fist bump, but he did. And with Phil Anderson, Phil, what do you make of that?
Oh my God, John. Honestly, I would have taken, if the second half went on another hour, I would have taken that. It's the best we're ever going to see. It's the best we're ever going to experience. To see the Reds come here, it's surreal. I felt like a lot of this game just was spent looking at people, everyone looking at each other like, is this really happening? Is this really what's going on right now? Because the Reds come here, score 5 goals like it was nothing. They were really easy goals, all 5 of them. They were really good tap-ins. I mean, I say that, but I missed the 5th one. And listen to the away end now. This is something that's special. This is something that's going to live in Liverpool history forever.
I don't know how long they're going to keep us in for. Maybe not long, because a lot of United fans
are left. John, I'll stay with you here for 2 days.
He's at the wheel.
Let's do all that content here. The final leg from Old Trafford, 4 o'clock.
John and I have moved to Old Trafford. It's decided.
This bus had better be going back via Amsterdam or something, John, honestly.
We might never go home, John. We might never go home.
Can't wait to be the bus when it gets back to Liverpool.
In November.
Content, Ash, your first trip to Old Trafford, how was it?
Ridiculous. Like, genuinely ridiculous. I don't even know what to say. Like, I don't even know what happened there. It was just boss from start to finish. They were amazing. They were shit. We were amazing. But we weren't even that good. They just seemed to like capitulate early on. And fuck knows. I've got a lot to say to you, John. I don't even know. Like, it's a hard one to analyse, really, isn't it? Because it was just boss all the way through.
Just being like, you're sort of trying to analyse a dream. You're like, well, how can you possibly say what happened? Let's give a shout to Mo Salah again. Like, he's a fun god. He's a god.
Yeah, he's unbelievable, isn't he? Like, we're watching someone special there. And we all know that, but every week he just keeps delivering. And every time he gets the ball, it's just exciting. It's just good. You just feel like something's going to happen. And the thing is, it always does. And best of our lives by far, definitely.
I thought we were maybe going, maybe they'll let one or two in, or I'm not sure.
We're just talking about.
Okay. Yeah, away from Mo Salah amongst the 11 Giants, Dan. He just keeps scoring the goals against literally fucking everyone.
It just can't be handled. And as much as we're taking the piss out of these today, they're probably in the top 15 or 20 other football teams in the world. Still.
Yeah, they just got the top 100th manager.
Exactly. And he's doing it against them. He's doing it against fellas that are worth 50, 60, 70, 80 million worth of fucking money to these. Like, you can't take that for granted. Like, God knows how long he'll be here. I hope he's here till he's 40, because he'd still be brilliant then. His pace might go. His fucking speed in behind on the counter-attack might go. But the way that man traps a footy and the way he lifts it over goalkeepers, it's special. And honestly, like, I'm only 26, John. But I think the pair of us would full well agree that we've never seen a footballer as sensational as that.
He's the greatest.
I think he's the greatest that this division's ever seen. And this is the best division that there's ever been as well. He is honestly one of the most talented human beings to have ever walked the earth from a physical and a sporting point of view. And he's ours. And you can never, ever take that for granted. He's turned up at our football club for whatever reason. All the tiny butterfly effect decisions that he's made in his life have led him to live in the city of Liverpool at the same time that we have, and to play for the football team that we adore, and things like that. Today, 99% of people who like football on this planet, they'd kill for one day like this, and we get them all the time, and he's the main reason for that. The manager is as well. They're all brilliant. All the footballers are amongst the best in their position, but he is on another level, and the things that he makes us feel, the experience that he helps us live like today, you can't put a price on them. When we are all on our deathbeds and we look back on the things we've enjoyed most in our lives, today will flash through our minds, we'll remember it. And this Egyptian fella that has got no right to be in the same place at the same time as we are, based on geography, based on politics, based on all social rules, is living it with us and is making it happen. And honestly, I'm so grateful to him and all the rest of them for helping me live the things that I've lived in my short life so far. They make you feel so fucking happy. And that might sound childish, it might sound daft, but I wouldn't want to live in any other way.
We found Phil Blundell. That was beautiful, by the way, Dan. Thanks so much, Dan. Phil Blundell. Dan also just said how lucky we are to be on the same planet as Mo Salah. Never mind being the same place to watch you play football.
So never mind just Salah. Like, I think that might be, outside of winning a trophy, might genuinely be the greatest thing the club's ever done. You don't come to Old Trafford and win 5-0.
I think that's the best Liverpool performance I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's incredible. Like, it was the most clinical performance I've ever seen. We were absolutely superb. Like, it helps you come into a place where there's no positive morale in any way, shape or form. I mean, it's possibly a different game if I think Fernandes or Greenwood, whatever it was, takes that shot.
What did you say when they pulled the best
of 5-1? Incidentally, the highlights of the day was when that goal was disallowed and the whole end was just in the soup. It's absolutely phenomenal.
And the red card, pause.
Yeah, when the referee comes off and you know he's going to give it, and like,
I'll never hear a bad word said about Andy Taylor ever again.
Big Tony Taylor doing the business.
Even he couldn't turn Amazon.
Like, it's astonishing what we've just done here. I don't know if you've ever scored 5-0 before. We might have done, like, in fucking 1922 when our games used to finish 5-3 as a matter of course. But what we've done here today...
We should have all worn a suit and a flat cap each.
Bring a fucking flat hair, fucking... whip it. Flag cap, whip it. Shoot on a little satchel. After we've done our half day in a factory, fucking mine and wool or something, but like, what we've just seen today is genuinely incredible.
Well, honestly,
this football club, go ahead. And I think there's a lot of things you can say today, but the next time you wonder what the manager's doing in a team, just fucking turn it in and go, probably knows more than me about football. Probably knows more than me about football. Let him get on with it, because there was, oh, why is Canate playing instead of Matip? Why is Jota playing? The Bills won old Spagnuolo at Old Trafford, fuck off.
He treated them like he treats Everton today, by not picking probably what he thinks is the strongest team and going, we'll just fucking blow them away anyway.
My only problem with today is the final whistle goes and Mane fucks off straight away. I didn't like that. On a slightly negative note, he just bails straight down the tunnel. I didn't like that. Like, we're going to Old Trafford, fucking have a party. Enjoy yourself.
Honestly, we could all... All of us here could live for another 40, 50, 60, 70 years.
I'll hope I'm on the upper end of that, to be honest.
So do I. Of following Liverpool, of going to match, of being in away ends like this. And in 70 years, we may never see anything better. No. We may never see a better team. We may never see a better player. We may never be in a better end than this. And what a fucking privilege, because there are so many people who would give everything they've got to be here.
That's right, we're lucky.
We're privileged enough to be the ones who are.
There's about 3,200 Liverpool fans on the fucking planet in this away end. I'm fucking honoured to be here.
It's not real, Phil. It's not real.
It is a real, Phil, as you're right. This is insane. And like, I'm not just looking down at where all the managers and players come out now, and they're all looking like, it's like a fucking pack hunting something, isn't it? Like Solskjaer. Because, like, I think we might have finished him off there.
He's got an integrity
about him, he walks, because I don't see what he's got left where he walks in tomorrow morning and goes, right, boys, we haven't got a League Cup game because we got knocked out. We've got a league game next weekend. What are we doing there? Look at him and go,
he's essentially been a part of these for about 25 years, pretty much as long as I've been alive. If the man's got any shame, he's not there tomorrow morning.
To be honest,
you couldn't walk into work like
even,
that.
If I'm him, I don't even walk in that dressing room.
You couldn't walk into
don't
work
get me,
like that.
Go in my office, get me fucking car keys and go home. Just off straight
like,
away.
It'd be like in a normal job, you've set the whole business on fire and then go in on Monday and go, how are you, everyone? How are you? You can't do it. You can't do it.
Turn up with a hose pipe and go, oh, I'll have a go.
Mo Salah! Mo Salah!
Support of the year, if you wanted to get, there was a brilliant moment where someone who's plainly working here tonight just spent 5 minutes filming the Liverpool away end, and whatever he was meant to be doing, it definitely wasn't that, but he was just like, I'm just filming this Liverpool away end. I saw him walk off and just shook to his mate like, what an evidence. Who had Mo Salah? He's a gift.
He's a gift. He's more than a gift. He's everything. He's just absolutely everything. You know what? I couldn't tell you much that he did, but the goals he scores are so important. I missed the fifth goal, I'll be honest with you. Me and Dan were downstairs in the concourse. But he's just a player. Whenever he gets the ball, you can tell. You can see United just push off him a couple yards, and he finishes that away like it was nothing. Coming over here, you know, look, Liverpool have had their struggles coming over here. But Salah's come over here with one thing in his mind, that he is the best player in the world. And he comes, if you come to places like this and score goals like that, you are the best player in the world. Ronaldo had nothing today. United's front line, who are all really good individual players, had nothing today. And look, I was a shithouse, John, I'll be honest with you. We go 2-0 up, we go 3-0 up. I'm turning to Dan going, oh, I don't fancy us. And what a fucking idiot I am. Because Liverpool go and show that they can control games now. They can go to places like here and control games. And it's everything we wanted from this Liverpool team coming to Old Trafford to show at the actual in the 90 minutes that the gap between these two sides is huge. And it is huge. And Liverpool made that very, very, very obvious today. And sent a message out to everyone, not just in this league, across Europe, that Liverpool mean business this year. And every single one of Liverpool's players feel that way. And the away end today feels that way.
What a genuinely hope everyone involved in the decision making realises is that it's literally impossible to put a price on the joy that everybody in here feels and the joy that all of the millions of people in every corner of the globe tonight, Bowles. You have to do whatever you can financially to make sure that this lasts, because it makes everybody's life worth living. It gives you one of the moments that you look back on and think, that was one of the best days of my life. The joy that I felt in that moment was unbelievable. And it's not just us here today. It's people at the bottom tip of South America. It's at the tip of North America. It's all over Africa and Asia and Europe and whatever the fuck else. And I just hope that they pay them whatever the fuck it requires so that it lasts as long as possible. Because this is the point. The whole point of football is that it makes you feel joy. And if you take the joy away, then what the fuck is the reason for any of us being here? Things like today need to happen as often as possible.
These are the glorious for us.
These are the glorious, John. I mean, how can I get better than this? You come somewhere like this, you take a 1-0 win, but to come here and just outclass the opponent from start to finish, you know, it's the best we'll see. All 11 of the lads that played today are some of the best we'll ever see wear that shirt. And, you know, you can't take anything away from that, because these can achieve anything that they want to achieve. And there's loads in that squad, the manager, all the way through that club, that want to achieve everything. And they want to achieve it for us. They want to make this away end how it is tonight. They want every single one of these people in the stadium right now and watching at home all across the world to feel like we all do right now, to feel the joy of coming and absolutely destroying, you know, our closest rivals. You know, you take any win against these, but to take a win like this is beyond special. There's no words really, John, is there, to describe it, because it's in our wildest imaginations could we have won, could we imagine us to come here and score 5 goals.
Ollie's at the wheel, at the wheel, Ollie's at the wheel, na 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 na, Ollie's at the wheel, at the wheel, Ollie's at the wheel.
Just to grab me, Phil. Shove Naby Keita, goes on with what looks like a bad injury, probably gets sent off, he gets stretched off, it's not nice, we don't know anymore, but his performance, not many of us would have started him, and he comes in, he scores the opening goal, and I thought he was great. It's obviously the odd mad moment, because...
That's what he is. But
generally he's bottom boss.
Yeah, I think a big thing that helped him was the game was in front of him for the most part today, and probably there was a couple of dodgy moments, first half maybe, when he sort of thought he had a little bit more time on the ball than he probably did, and he lost it in the wrong area. But for the most part, he was able to win it, he was able to move it. I mean, the finish for the first goal was absolutely fantastic. I think he's involved in the fourth as well, although I can't quite remember, because it's been a bit mad today, so I can't quite remember exactly how the goals fell. But he was great, and it's a real shame he's gone off injured, because we've got a lot of games in the coming weeks where the game's in front of him, and if you say when's he at his best and when do you want him on the pitch, it's when he's not going backwards, and when he's got to go and win the ball, when he's got the ball and he's got to go and play it to someone, and we've sort of got a team turn round, and that's why he was good for the most part today, because we were really good first half especially at winning the ball in their half and getting them going. And I can't believe how easy it was to be 4-0. I thought it was really mad how easy it was for us to be 4-0 up. And alright, I think we almost had 4 shots and scored 4 goals, but who cares, they were fucking tap-ins for the most part. It was insane how easy the goals were. Like, you come here, I've come here, I think I've been here like 18, 19 times now. This is the 4th time I've seen us win, and I don't think I've ever seen us score 1 goal as easy as any of the 4 of them.
Phil, I think I've been here, seen us play better, and we've scored none. Yeah. Genuinely.
So I think we possibly played better. There was a game under Rodgers where De Gea was man of the match and we lost 3-0, and we possibly played better. And it was fucking insane. It's just like easy, mad. It was comfortable. They didn't really have, there was no threat from them. There was no moment you thought. Outside that one first 5 minutes when it was like, oh fucking hell, we got away with it there. There was no moment when you were like, fucking hell, these are good. And these are probably, if we're being honest, the fourth best team in the country.
And we've marmalised the bastards. The ball, they hardly touched the ball. We played their match on a Sunday night and they hardly touched the ball. The ball, the ball, they hardly touched the ball. We played their match on a Sunday night and they hardly touched the ball.
Just another one I want to talk about through that was Konate, because he comes in almost cold. I thought he was fucking brilliant.
Yeah, he was. He must think this is easy. Turn up to Old Trafford every week, score 5, you know, just clear everything that he has to deal with. Look, it was really a short performance. We were on the bus, weren't we, when the team news came in. And we were slightly like, but you know, the manager knows when these players are ready to jump in. We've seen it time and time again. We've seen it with Andy Robertson. We've seen it with Fabinho when these players first signed. He knows when these players are ready to come into the deep end. And you know, that the amount of confidence that will give him. Look, it's a bad United side, but still he turned up to a really intimidating ground and put on a really good performance. Him and Virgil just look like they've been playing together for months, for years. And you know, back to the goals, John. Honestly, scoring goals like that, that's a really worrying sign if you're an opposition manager. When you have tap-ins like that, you basically conceded five tap-ins and five goals where the opposition just got in behind you and played straight through all of your lines, through all your midfielders, all your defenders. And Liverpool do that. They make it look so easy. Yeah, and I mean, all I'm going to say is what a win it is. It's a win for the ages, isn't it?
I'm going to stay on for this. This might not work, but we're taking risks. I'm going to leave now, Old Trafford, and grab all the people that can't all hear the sights and sounds. I want to bring you here. I want to bring you here, so I'm going to try my best. How's Dan says, how many people get to be lucky enough to be here? So I'll try and ticket to the walk to the car park. Absolutely incredible. If I see anyone else, I'll bring him in. But just toilet or I'll go out. Feel right, I'll see you in the car. Sorry, I'm in on there. Absolutely unreal.
How Liverpool wins you've seen, how does that rank?
I mean, that's one of the best Liverpool performances I've ever seen, and I take the point on the opposition, but they're still really good footballers, you know what I mean? Still coming to Old Trafford, and it was a game that they were confident on winning.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it might be like, you know, what they're saying to each other and stuff like that, but Emma Sandler's funny, she's coming to us, she lives around here, so she walked, and they were all like, oh yeah, win today. Do you know what I mean? So it wasn't just like bravado, they were saying it to each other, but you know, they haven't got a real manager, but they've got good players, and just I think it's
we haven't won here when this Liverpool team has been in the current iteration that it is in and the current form it has been. Yeah. We haven't won here under Klopp. You know, the Europa League was one thing, but since then we should have beaten them every time we've been here, really. Because if you look at the two teams, you know, Liverpool have been completely on a different level, and to come here and do this today.
A little bit of trouble as we walk to the car, but we're into it. This is what we come for. They lie in it. I don't really understand why. They just come and stare at you. And occasionally shout things, but listen, no one in here is going to get themselves arrested for the 5-0 fucking win.
No, we've got better things to do, don't we? There's a whole town waiting for us.
Fucking Benny's the drinking in town, do you know what I mean? I'm not going to get nicked for them pricks. So we'll go straight to our bus, don't you worry about that. Podcast, mate. Nice one, mate. Hey, you know, we're doing it now.
Fucking nice and easy. They're shite, aren't they? Absolutely fucking. I cannot wait to go and work tomorrow with all these soft bastards down here.
It's right. I'm not sure what his name was, but he was fucking sad.
Everywhere.
I'm not sure about that. Listen, we're at the bus. We're going to leave it there. I'm going to dive on. I'm going to get on the rail and... If you want something, apologies if the sound wasn't great, but listen, we tried our best, but I wanted to bring as many views as possible into Old Trafford tonight because it was a glorious place to be, it was a special place to be, so hopefully you've enjoyed that. If it was a bit rough and ready, then it'll be a bit more polished next time, but also there's a post-match pint tonight, so if you're only audio, there'll be a video. We've got back to the bus, we're going to film it on the bus, and I can't fucking wait because it's going to be fucking brilliant. I've got Julius Reds around me, I've got FEMA Mancunians glaring at me, and it's all fucking boss. These are the glory days. These are the best team you've ever seen. I fucking loved them. Up the fucking Reds. See you later. Let me know how that worked for you. If you liked it, I'll do it again. But I can't promise you the results. Up the Reds.
Yeah, it was good that one. Fair play to Andy as well. He did an amazing job with the sound because you're hearing the chants in the background, the singing and stuff as well. And then Usla shouting, into a bubble mic on the phone. So Listen, I'm sure you enjoyed that. If you don't yet subscribe, that's a little bit of a taste of what we're doing after every game. You think it's a fantastic time to subscribe to the Anfield Rappers. This team marches on to what I think is going to be another really, really special season. Obviously, the games come thick and fast now as well. Quite a few for the rest of November. And then there's 9 games in December, 9 times Liverpool play, 9 times to celebrate, 9 times to get on a bus, 9 times to hopefully enjoy Mo Salah, enjoy this Liverpool team, and enjoy Liverpool just being absolutely amazing and hopefully going on the way, as I say, to another season full of trophies at the end. So theanfieldrap.com/subscribe if you want more of that. But in the meantime, up the Reds, enjoy. Sports Social Podcast Network.